Representatives from the Northwest released not one, but two controversial forestry bills yesterday. Both would channel funds from timber sales to rural counties. Correspondent Amelia Templeton reports.
The first bill was introduced by Doc Hastings. He's a Washington Republican and chair of the House Natural Resources Committee. Hastings' bill would require the Forest Service to raise money for counties using projects like timber sales and mining.
This will provide a stable revenue stream for counties and schools. It will create new jobs. It will strengthen rural economies.
The committee approved the bill, which now goes to the full House, but it faces opposition in the Senate. The nonpartisan group Headwaters Economics has analyzed the bill. The group says a state like Oregon would have to increase logging more than 2,000% to meet the bill's revenue targets. Oregon lawmakers, including Democrat Peter DeFazio and Republican Greg Walden, have drafted a separate proposal. It focuses on Oregon forests managed by the Bureau of Land Management, or BLM. Their bill would place half the BLM forests in Oregon in a trust and give counties profits from logging on the trust land. DeFazio says his bill also aims to protect trees more than 125 years old.
We need to end once and for all, forever, the controversy over old growth.
DeFazio and Hastings say they are negotiating to combine the two bills. But Hastings has questioned the cost of DeFazio's plan, and DeFazio is critical of the changes to environmental laws in Hastings' bill. In Medford, Oregon, I'm Amelia Templeton.